is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Just need to put a little bit on my right hand. There we go. All set. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com, broadcasting live twice daily, 1 hour per broadcast at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Central Time from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Information's on the website. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website. USAprepares.com. USAprepares.com. And the podcasts are free. We're now posting up-to-the-minute stories on the website that you may want to consider reading. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Full schedule this week. Frank Underhill is going to be with us in a minute, and he's going to be with us this afternoon also at 3 o'clock. And tomorrow, Appleseed, we're going to be talking about guns and accuracy in history. Then Matt Stein in the afternoon, and Dr. Richard Allen Miller, biophysicist. Then Wednesday morning, Dr. Norman Shealy. He's a 3-time PhD and medical doctor, author, brain surgeon. We can take your medical calls. And Wednesday afternoon, James Talmadge Stevens. You might know him as Dr. Prepper. And he's an author of best-selling book, Back to Basics. Then Thursday morning, Matt Stein's going to be back with us. Then in the afternoon, Dr. Norman Shealy. Friday morning, Lisa Bedford, the survival mom. And Friday afternoon, the week in review, a recap of the high points of what we learned this week. Wow, what a meetup we had Friday night. You know, USAprepares.com instructor Judy Dollarhite of Dollar Value Computers in Nixon, Missouri, switched hats. She removed her computer technical hat, and she put on her rabbit raising hat. We learned about raising rabbits for meat. We learned about what a nuisance the U.S. Department of Agriculture is. The Dollarhite family was threatened with millions of dollars in fines for raising rabbits. And we learned that the USDA government minions are those power-hungry individuals who seem to enjoy beating up on the people that pay all the government bills. That would be us. And I swooped down on the Dollarhite farm, and they found the conditions to be pristine. But that didn't stop them. They decided there was money in finding them, and they wanted the Dollarhites to give them jurisdiction regarding raising their rabbits. The Dollarhites refused to give the USDA written jurisdiction to find them. And the long story shortened is the Dollarhites won, because the USDA had no jurisdiction over them, and the Dollarhite family was smart enough to not fall into the USDA traps. And their recommendation to you is don't accept anything from the USDA. That means, farmers, don't let the USDA put a well on your farm where they pay for 3/4 of it and you pay for 25%, or put fencing on your farm to keep your cows from your woods in the summer. The heat is rough on them, and in the winter, the cold air is rough on them. Allow them to go into the woods. It's your woods. It's their natural habitat. And the government has proven over and over that they do not know better. They don't. So if you take USDA money, the government may be able to control your farm. So the advice that we have for you is keep those parasites away. Don't take their money. And we're working on something that ought to be a lot of fun for our class on November 2nd. We're going to be having a night before the Get Prepared Expo meetup at Ziggy's. And you're going to get a chance to meet a lot of your instructors. So here's the plan. You're going to get a chance to meet Frank Underhill, the freeze-dry guy, Dr. Norman Shealy, Jeff Olson, that's Missouri Storm Shelters, Matt Stein, John Dollarhite, Judy Dollarhite, Dr. Joel Wallach, Mike Ma, Ed Marvini, Joel Johnson, John Reagan, Dr. Pat Hutton, Dr. Howard Shane, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Doug Breathauer, Milo Carter, Brady Bartolini, Paulette Winatka, David Christopher, Karen Olson, Kevin Robertson, Doug Hagman, Marjorie Wildcraft, Yeah, Marjorie wants to do a broadcast on eating bugs. I don't know if I'm ready for that. Len Pence will be there. Chad Thompson, Kevin Faulkner, Nathan Jones, Roy Birdsong, John Moore, Valerie Earhart, Eric Lancaster, Daryl Holland, Julie Penick, Dr. Julie Penick, Ron Norton, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, Dr. Prepper, Larry Buttram, Bill Whaley, and the list goes on. So that's what we've got coming up at the meetup, which would be 5:30 Friday night, November 2nd. So if you happen to be in town, you may want to come to Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, and that'll be a chance to meet all of your radio buddies and instructors. And with me this morning, right now, Frank Underhill. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Thank you for having me this morning. Beautiful out. The temperature is dropping. I sleep with the windows open. The air conditioner doesn't come on at night. It's just very pleasant.
We've got the heat on here, Frank.
Oh, my gosh. Still.
We've got the heat on in Missouri. No. I mean, we actually had to heat the house for the first time last night.
Oh, you had the heat?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Hey. So, Frank, well, you're in Nevada and I'm in Missouri. Frank, Hugo Chavez was reelected in Venezuela.
Unbelievable. And, you know, I wanted to say I wasn't sure how to word that because it was very close. And he won by 54%. And it just shows you when you are a welfare state, OPEC member state. And he's a real populist and without a subliminal, but I think we need to pay attention to what's going to happen in this election here. I'll just leave it at that. Very disappointing.
We might be disappointed. Well, actually, about half of us are going to be disappointed no matter what happens here. I'll tell you what. I would really like to have a president that I could respect, that I could look up to, someone who has honesty, someone who has integrity, someone who knows a little bit about business, someone who has compassion for the little people, and someone who's willing to make sure that fluoride gets out of the water. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you look at, you know, between Canada and Mexico, Venezuela is the third exporter of petroleum to the United States.
Yeah. So what does that mean, Frank?
Well, it means you're going to see more of what you're seeing. You're going to see probably lower oil prices, but you're going to see higher prices at the pump like you're seeing in California right now, like you're seeing in parts of the Northeast, like the parts you're seeing where you are. Here, it's still barely manageable at $3.70 a gallon, but you're going to see a lot more of this price discrepancy between the price of oil and what you pay for at the pump.
Yeah, I guess what you're saying is that there ought to be a one-to-one correlation between, as the price of a barrel of oil goes up, that ought to be reflected, or as the price of oil per barrel goes down, that ought to be reflected at the pump very, you know, relatively soon. And you're saying that there's a disconnect. And the price of oil can go down, but at the pump it can go up. And Frank, there are shortages in California. Long lines have developed at some gas stations, not all, some. And I heard from one of our class, Garland is his name. Garland is his first name. I won't give his last name out on the air. But he sent me an email that there was a shortage right here in Missouri, near where I am, at the farm. So, yeah, it can happen. And we need to prepare for that, class. What would you do if you didn't have gasoline? What would you do? Now, in my case, even though I don't have to leave the farm very often, if I don't have gasoline for our four-wheelers, I cannot check on the cows effectively because our cows are about a mile away from where our house is, a mile away. And, yeah, and I can't ride a bicycle on the gravel road because it's so poorly maintained. I wouldn't survive the trip. And there's so many rocks, and, you know, imagine riding on rough gravel and potholes, and that's kind of what it's like on our road. But without gasoline in the four-wheeler, it'd be almost impossible for me to check on the cows in an effective manner. So, okay, so you think gas prices are going to continue going up? Is that where we're going?
I don't see any why it would break. I think gasoline is still on the up and up, and it's been on this trend for the last, like, 6 months. But as you also look at the U.S. dollar, the U.S. dollar has been cresting higher. But in the short term, of course, we're seeing gold moving higher, you know, under 1,800 an ounce. But you're looking at the dollar abating here. But at the same time, you're looking at oil going down, but in the dollar going down, and gasoline is heading up. And I can't quite put my head around. I think part of the blame, you can only blame refineries so far. You can always blame the blend of ethanol, gasoline, you know, different seasons for mixing gasoline. But this is just really, really bizarre.
Well, the governor of California ordered a winter gas switch, so gas prices are up, and he directed the California Air Resources Board to increase the fuel supply by allowing the immediate sale and import of cheaper and more available winter blend gasoline. And the article that I read said currently the price is averaging 465.5, but premium gas topped $5 in some parts of California. And the move that the governor wants to do is expected to reduce the price by 15 to 20 cents per gallon. It should take a couple days, but the winter blend is a mixture that evaporates more quickly than in summer months, and it's considered more detrimental to air quality during warm weather. So they really don't want to switch to the winter blend. And if you notice, there really is a summer and a winter blend of gasoline. And if you have the summer blend, which, you know, the temperature is higher and the gasoline is more volatile in the warmth, you need a winter blend to make it easier to start your vehicles. So that's why they do that. But bottom line is, gasoline is really expensive in California, and I am sure it's affecting the economy there. I'm sure it is. $5 a gallon in some parts for premium. Frank Underhill's with me. USAPrepares.com. I'm Vince Finelli. And when we get back, I want to mention something about the freeze-dry guy. He's created a menu for the expo. It ought to be a lot of fun. And we're going to talk about banks, gold, junior miners, and the bear market. We'll be right back.
Not prepared. GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits with instructors GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares, plus the Freeze Dry Guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 8th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1770.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1814.38, $907.19 for a half ounce, or $453.59 for a quarter ounce. That's $1814.38, $907.19, and $453.59.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're going to be learning about beekeeping at the Get Prepared Expo. Beekeeping. So if you're interested in learning about raising bees, because there is a colony collapse underway, if you're interested in learning about raising bees, we're going to have a seminar on that and an exhibit on how to raise bees at the Get Prepared Expo. And that's November 3rd and 4th right here in Springfield, Missouri, at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. I got an email from the freeze-dry guy over the weekend, and he called me up. And we're talking about this, and we're going to be serving kind of a lunch dinner at the expo, and we wanted to serve freeze-dry guy food. And here's why. If you're interested in long-term storage food, some people buy it and put it away and never eat it. Well, we thought it'd be really neat if we actually had a survival meal. So we are going to take freeze-dry guy food, and we're going to serve it to you in a kind of an interesting environment where you get a chance to eat with your instructors. So the instructors from the USAPrepares.com radio broadcast class and seminar leaders at the expo will be having lunch with you, and lunch will go on for hours. And here's what we're serving: spaghetti and meat sauce, chicken a la king, vegetable beef stew, beef stroganoff, chicken stew, macaroni and cheese, green garden peas, corn, strawberries, mixed green garden patch peas and corn, blueberry cheesecake, cottage cheese, and ice cream. And Frank and I are going to be dining with you. What do you think, Frank?
I sampled some of his product at the gun stock when I was there, and look forward to sampling a more wider myriad of products. And by the way, what I had was very tasty. You wouldn't know the difference other than the temperature. So I'm game.
Yeah. By the way, I'm really looking forward to seeing you right here in Springfield at the expo. You're going to be giving some seminars, I understand. That's what the rumor is.
Yes, yeah, I have a presentation done, and I hope people come and attend, and they'll learn something about gold and mining they probably wouldn't get really anywhere else. So I hope it's a valuable asset for the attendees. And I implore people, if I'm going there, you should go there. And Vincent, by the way, I look forward to you and your wife's hospitality, and can't wait to meet up.
Our pleasure. Frank, by the way, I have never, ever seen a class in college. Now, I studied business for 6 years, and it was a long time ago, back in the 70s. But and I finished my education back in 1978, so it's quite a while ago. But I can tell you, we talked about gold, and we talked about silver, not very much about it, but we never talked about mining it. We never talked about where it comes from, how it's refined, how it's minted, how it's assayed. We never talked about that. So is that something that you're going to be presenting, a class?
That's the core of it, and the attendees can take out of it what they can and what they like to hear about it. And it's just never discussed. So that, like you just said, you just know it, you see it, you hold it, you store it. But I'd like to get into where it comes from, how companies are formed, and how they mine it all the way to, physical possession of it.
Great. Love it. Frank, on that note, banks are getting back into gold, hedging their reserves?
That's what you're seeing. That's why gold is moving higher. You're seeing central banks stepping in, acquiring the metal, from Mexico to Russia, India, China, the usual players. But there is more of this accumulation of buying because banks need this in their gold reserves. Now, we talk about gold being the U.S. dollar going on the gold standard. It's probably impossible because there are, as you know, today, fiat currency, there's way more dollars out there than there is gold. So it would probably be impossible to have a currency backed on gold. Just simply, there's just way more dollars floating around out there.
Frank Underhill just said it. There's more dollars than gold. Doesn't look like we're ever going to be able to back the U.S. dollar at a reasonable percentage with gold. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Why are we talking about it? Because you need to know about economics in order to survive. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Black day of God,
take my.
When you go
to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You guys looking for me? Frank Underhill's with us today in the classroom, and if you would like to contact Frank Underhill, or if you'd like to get a free copy of his newsletter, you can call 702-987-5449, 702-987-5449. That's Frank Underhill, Underhill Securities Corporation. And there's a link to Frank Underhill on page one of USAPrepares.com at the bottom in the instructor section. Just look for Frank Underhill and click on that. It'll take you right to his website. He's got a great newsletter, great resources that are available all no charge, 702-987-5449. Frank, so we're talking about the dollar purchasing power going down, and it's costing more to buy lots of things. Do you see this continuing? Is there any relief in sight?
Well, saying that, I just can't wait to jump out of my chair. I was reading in the, we all follow the European crisis. We all follow the banking situation. There are cases where depositors in these banks looking for higher yield, and a lot of these depositors buy these high-yielding securities, subordinated bonds, preferred shares, et cetera, et cetera. What happens is the credit quality of these investments goes down, yields shoot through the roof, and the prices drop, basically making these investments all but impossible to recover their monies. That is what we're seeing. Are these notes going from being valuable? They're more valuable yielding 2 or 3% than they are yielding 7, 10, 12%. I've seen this in Canada with the asset-backed commercial paper, where the markets were being rolled over, but then the credit ratings drop, the grading drops to where the whole market seizes. In the 10s, 20s, 30s, $50 billion evaporated overnight. So I think people got to be very weary when they're being sold products promising or saying that they are going to give high returns. This is why with what I do, I like to invest people's money if they're looking for a return. Invested in something that sells a commodity monthly to be paid to their shareholders monthly. And I do that through the energy trusts and the real estate trusts, and particularly Canadian ones. And what we're seeing now, there are Canadian companies being able to invest in low-valued real estate in the United States, where they get the tax benefit. And this is a new product from, thanks to the Canadian government, allowing Canadian corporations a tax advantage for buying foreign real estate. And I think people need to be looking for returns that way, as opposed to trying to get high returns on various treasuries and subordinated notes, of course, which are contingent on old investors or new investors buying out the old investors and rolling that paper forward. I follow this very closely because, of course, nobody wants to be in peril thinking they have the security. Oh, my bank's behind this. I'm saved. Always read the fine print.
Yeah. Frank, you're talking about investing in the United States real estate, and we've got an article on the website, usaforparis.com. Detroit police are advising that you enter Detroit only at your own risk. They can't protect you. Detroit police are saying, don't enter Detroit unless you're willing to assume the risk yourself.
Stay out of Detroit.
Yeah, stay out of Detroit. Can you imagine that?
Well, Vincent, I'm a Red Wings fan, and it'd be a dream for me to one day go to Detroit to watch the Detroit Red Wings play. And the fact that it is such a spectacular team in a less than desirable state, and I just want to say I have following in Michigan, and if you live up by the lakes, it's very pristine, and it's hard to correlate staying out of Detroit, when Michigan is such a beautiful state, and I'm sure there's a lot going there. And, of course, I think you're seeing Detroit, just fall victim to bad management, basically.
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, they're even bulldozing down sections of Detroit because they can't afford the maintenance for the water, the lighting, you know, the street lighting, the trash collection. Yeah, Detroit's in a lot of trouble. And, you know, it was the center, the absolute center of automobile and truck manufacturing in the United States of America. And that goes to show you how quickly we have fallen. You know, back in the 1950s and 1960s, having an automobile was really something. And then they, you know, we had these little Japanese cars show up, and they were nothing compared to a United States manufactured automobile. I mean, literally nothing. There were these little puddle jumpers that would rust out. They were poorly constructed, but they grabbed foothold in the American market, and ultimately their quality became better and better and surpassed ours. And then people decided that, you know what, instead of 10 miles per gallon, they wanted 20 miles per gallon or 25 or 30, and absolutely decimated our car industry to the point where General Motors failed, Chrysler failed, Ford was in trouble. I mean, it's hard to believe. And it looks like, to me, the only thing that's going to fix this is a war. I mean, that's the way I see it.
Vincent, I took in dinner and a movie Saturday night, and you talk about how the Japanese cars were built. I saw this, like, very eye-appealing black car pull up and this, you know, mature couple stepping out. And I couldn't help but ask the fellow, what kind of vehicle is that? And he said, it is a Hyundai.
Yeah, and I said, Hyundai.
You've got to be a Hyundai. And it is a Hyundai Genesis. He said, I never seen a car like this, but it looked very mystique and regal. And I asked if he was happy with it, and he said the workmanship is bar none, and he looked at many cars. So I guess the Japanese should probably watch out for the next wave of consumer or manufacturer being Hyundai. But Hyundai also, I know Hyundai for heavy equipment. I know them for shipping, but for automobiles, it looked very, very, very elegant to me. So competition.
You bet. Frank, junior miners, they're starting to emphasize profitability over growth. What's that mean?
Yeah, a lot of these miners are starting to go into production, even though it couldn't have been a worse time for them to commence. And some of them are starting to show signs of life here. Some of them are going into production. And the ones that have defined a reserve that were like hungry for cash are now getting into a precarious position where they can start to raise money, although be it at these lower prices, they are raising money and they are starting to crawl again. And I just look at the Toronto Venture Index is starting to creep up. Some juniors that I follow, you know, that I make recommendations on are starting to show signs of life and in some cases are creeping back up to historical highs. So there is a life returning to these junior sectors, and a lot of them are working. A lot of them are raising money. Again, as I emphasized, be it at lower prices, you know, dilution. But there is a pulse again. And I'm amazed how quick, I thought it'd be a year or two before they'd recover, but recovering in 4-6 month window shows you how spontaneous these markets can be. And again, fundraising, raising, people are throwing money back into these. So I don't think it's a segment that should be overlooked.
Okay, and in this week's issue of the International Forecaster, there was a piece on junior mining. So, class, if you would like to get a copy of the International Forecaster, we'll get it to you for free, a trial issue, full issue, and just go to usapreparers.com and send us an email from the contact section and just say, International Forecaster, please, and we will forward that on to the International Forecaster folks, and they'll send you a free issue. By the way, Frank, the International Forecaster is going to be with us at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, November 3rd and 4th. So, that, you know, they're really looking forward to meeting their subscribers and their readers.
And well, I'm looking forward to meet Jen, and I got to say they've done a good job. Circumstance, keeping the publication going. James Covert writes for them, I believe, like
yes.
Permanently. He's a man of great wealth, and he does what Bob doesn't have, like myself. He has youth on his side, and he's got a lot of years ahead of him to give. And it's nice to see that he's falling into the niche letter writing. Bob Chapman talked a lot about leveraging gold miners. And people say, oh, well, they buy physical, they buy this. Well, you know, you're buying physical. Say you're buying physical silver, physical gold. You're buying $1,800 for gold, $30-some-odd dollars for silver. But the real leverage is when you buy a miner with gold in the ground, that's at a discount.
There you go.
That's what Bob tipped on.
Yep, there you go. Frank Underhill, Ben Finelli, USAPreparers.com. Frank mentioned the Detroit Red Wings. I had the honor of working with Roger Crozier for a couple years. We'll be right back.
Not prepared. GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits with instructors GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares, plus the Freeze Dry Guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I've contributed some articles to the International Forecaster, and I am a contributing editor for the current issue of the International Forecaster. If you'd like to read what I had to say about farming and the drought, you may. It's free. We'll get you a trial issue. And just go to usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com, and send us a note saying you'd like a trial issue, and we will get you one by email. And you can meet those that write the International Forecaster at the expo. The publishers will be there. And that will be the Get Prepared Expo, Springfield, Missouri, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Information is on the website, and I'm putting more on the website every day about what's happening with the expo. James Corbett wrote an article, and within that article, he says something very interesting, Frank. 29% of the 25 to 34-year-olds in America have moved back to their parents' home at some point. And it's according to the Pew Research that nearly 3 in 10 Americans under 35 years old have moved back with mom and dad at some point. While this is common in some parts of the globe, where children generally live with their families until they marry or start their own family, and even afterward, this is an unusual phenomenon in the United States. And the research shows that this situation is becoming more common as young workers struggle and fail to cope with the financial stress of living on their own. It's also becoming more normalized in the culture. And of those polled, only 25% of these returning children think this is a bad thing for their relationship with their parents. And it's even been given a name, the boomerang generation, because they return after leaving. So the problem is they can't afford to move out on their own. And actually, I think it's okay that our children are welcome to stay here as long as they'd like. I have no problem with it. And as a matter of fact, I'd love it. So what do you think, Frank?
Vincent, just be brief. I have my cousin here, and I'm cheering for him. He's trying to play on for the UNLV Rebels. He's doing his LSAT, practice studying LSAT. Root and pray for him, please.
Sure.
His brother has his parents, his wife's parents, living back with him in Woodland Hills. He's the breadwinner. He supports his family and his wife's parents.
Well, I did that. Until my dad died, I brought my mom and dad into the farm with us, and there was a good reason for it. I wanted to make sure that I took care of them. My dad, some guy crashed into my dad and really messed him up. And so, you know, we nursed him back to health. It took 9 years, but that was something that we did, and I was delighted to do it, Frank, because my parents took care of me when I was younger. But what I'm saying is, I wanted to do that.
These are the white's parents.
I would do that too. I've invited.
But they're economic, but it's just amazing. We just need a turn of events.
Yeah.
And I'm just thankful that he's prepared to that he's well off enough to take that endeavor on.
Well, I think we're going to see more and more of this every single day as America continues its spiral downward into third world status. I blame the politicians for accepting the bribes from businesses. I believe it's the corruption in politics and business that have caused this. I believe it's the me first attitude and heck with everybody else. And you know, if you look at it, seniors used to be able to put money in the bank and live off savings. No more. Absolutely impossible. So they have to take risks and you know, to live off their savings, and it's very, very difficult.
Which we talked about earlier in the program, people looking for, you know, higher yields, higher returns, and in some cases to their own peril.
Yes. Yep. And, you know, while I'm delighted to have our children with us and delighted to have my parent with us, it is a statement that America is in decline. Frank Underhill is going to be back this afternoon. Frank, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We're going to talk more about the economy and what's happening and what you ought to know, gold, silver, and how to protect your assets. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Coming up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.